In Rufus for the Radio Hallam News, Radio Uganda says any RAF plane spotted over the country will be shot down. The radio also says any attempt to airlift Britons from Uganda will endanger the Britons' lives. The new threat comes as Uganda formally requests the removal of the acting head of the British mission in Kampala, Mr. James Horrocks. A school coach and a bus have crashed near Whipsnade Zoo in Bedfordshire, killing a 12-year-old girl and injuring six other children. One of the injured children was injured seriously. The Prime Minister and the Chancellor have given firm warnings to the trade unions and Labour MPs that there must be big cuts in public spending if the government's economic policy is to succeed. It's thought cuts up to £1,000 million will be announced shortly. It's been claimed that shoppers are saving up to 25 pence in the pound on their grocery bills because of a price check survey scheme operating in South Yorkshire supermarkets. The claims come from the County Council's Consumer Protection Committee, who run the price check scheme. Thousands of householders in parts of Sheffield will be without water tonight because of repairs to a main in Gleadless. The areas affected are Handsworth, Woodhouse, Manatop, Ballyfield, Richmond, Stradbroke and Ridgeway. The supply will be cut at 9 o'clock tonight, probably until 9 tomorrow morning. In Northern Ireland, police are questioning one of the two soldiers who went missing from their barracks in central Belfast. The Ulster Constabulary say the soldier was picked up by police in the Irish Republic and turned over to security forces over the border. Police want to interview the men in connection with an assault in Belfast. Today's sports news: in the Gillette Cup second round, Hertfordshire created a sensation by beating the county championship leaders Essex. Yorkshire were beaten by Gloucestershire at Headingley, but Derbyshire beat Surrey. Other winners were Hampshire, Sussex, Warwickshire, Northamptonshire and Lancashire. And football: Spurs have appointed their coach Keith Birkinshaw as new manager. He replaces Terry Neill, who resigned and then moved to Arsenal 2 weeks ago.